With the news that makes you think, I'm Kevin McCullough. Former First Lady Barbara Bush, who died Tuesday at age 92, is being remembered for her strong presence, grace, dignity, and unwavering devotion to her husband, former President H.W. Bush, and their family. Bush died days after her family announced she was in failing health and would decline further medical treatment in favor of comfort care. Her funeral will take place Saturday at St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston, which she and her husband regularly attended. She will be laid to rest on the grounds of the Bush Library at Texas A&M University in College Station. CIA Director Mike Pompeo met with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un over Easter weekend in an effort to lay the groundwork for a summit between Kim and President Trump, Fox News has now confirmed. Pompeo's trip, which was first reported by the Washington Post, came to light hours after Trump told reporters that the U.S. and North Korea are holding direct talks at extremely high levels in preparation for what would be an extraordinary meeting following the months of heated rhetoric over Pyongyang's nuclear weapons program. The White House and CIA declined to comment to Fox News on the visit. Investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board have begun their probe into what caused an engine on a Southwest Airlines jet to blow at 32,000 feet, killing one passenger and injuring seven more. The faulty engine sent shrapnel flying into the plane window, setting off a desperate scramble by passengers to save a woman from being sucked out of a broken window pane. Passengers managed to pull the woman back into the plane, but she was gravely injured and later died. The plane, a twin-engine Boeing 737 bound for New York to Dallas, made an emergency landing in Philadelphia.
And the news that makes you think is brought to you by CSI. Stop the genocide, no arms for terrorists, and free the slaves. Call today and find out how. 888-676-5700.
And more news at TheBingeThinker.com.